Lesson 11. Mount Trashmore. There was a time when we as a society had no need to be concerned about garbage disposal. People were more frugal and less inclined to throw away uneaten food. In addition, few commonly used items came in bottles, cans, or cardboard boxes. The small amounts of garbage that were produced in those days ended up in the town dump. Understandably, people were averse to living close to such places, from which unpleasant smells emanated and in which rats resided. Fortunately, when land was plentiful and the population was smaller than it is today, no one had to. As the country's population grew, it produced garbage in greater and greater quantities. Packaging became more elaborate, and we became more wasteful, making it necessary to find new ways to dispose of vast amounts of garbage. We could no longer afford to be complacent about garbage disposal. While recycling cans, bottles, plastic containers, and paper products has helped, it takes care of only part of the problem. One of the major changes has been the closing of the old town dumps. They are being superseded by large, carefully managed landfills, 100 acres or more in size, that receive garbage from over a wide area. The world's largest landfill was located on Staten Island and served the city of New York. It took in over 10,000 tons of solid waste a day, covered 3,000 acres, and rose to a height of 500 feet. At its inception in 1948, engineers envisaged it would have a life of 5 years. When it closed in March 2001, it had lasted over 50 years. Landfills of this size require careful management. Because the ground on which they are located is usually porous, it is important to protect the groundwater beneath it. This is accomplished by laying down a lining of strong plastic or tightly packed clay to act as a barrier. Another consideration is how to handle the methane gas that is created as organic wastes such as food scraps and leaves break down. A common solution is to collect and process this gas in order to sell it as fuel. These sales can help defray the cost of running the landfill. Anyone who thinks such a landfill must be an eyesore should pay a visit to the Riverview Highland Ski Resort south of Detroit. This 200-foot-high hill has 8 slopes, including one for expert skiers, and several lifts. Local residents refer affectionately to their resort as Mount Trashmore. There is a good reason for this. Although visitors find it hard to believe, this idyllic spot was once a mountain of garbage. As it grew, workers added layers of soil so that the trash remained buried. When it was complete, the hill was grassed over, and today the local residents are delighted to have such an amenity in their area. Many people worry that we are running out of sites for landfills. Scientists who study the problem offer assurances that this is a fallacy. They say that there is no shortage of such places, nor is there likely to be in the foreseeable future. Nonetheless, new challenges arise periodically. In the 1980s, for example, a furor erupted in the press and on television over styrofoam packaging used in the fast food industry. Those concerned about the environment claimed that this material was a major problem at landfills because it does not decompose over time. Fast food company executives, anxious to protect their image as responsible citizens, responded by ordering a switch to paper products. However, some scientists think paper lasts as long as plastic. We know so much about garbage and its disposal because of data gathered through the Garbage Project, begun at the University of Arizona in 1973. Researchers knew that there was a paucity of accurate information on the subject. Over the years, at various sites around the country, some 750 people attired in lab coats, rubber gloves, and surgical masks have sifted through hundreds of thousands of pounds of garbage, separating it into 200 different categories. Just as ancient garbage heaps, called middens, provide archaeologists with tangible evidence of the daily lives of the people who made them, so landfills present researchers of the Garbage Project with valuable information about the lives and habits of today's people. Referring to themselves facetiously as garbageologists, these scientists not only provide us with knowledge about the present, but also enable us to plan sensibly for the future.